Yeah, thank you. I just think, you know, the conversation and the dialogue in this session, I think it's really interesting maybe to explain a little bit more about what's coming from WHO next year, because I think it's very relevant to the discussion. So we've heard a lot about addressing the social and the structural determinants of health. We've heard a lot about how it's really important to have the engagement of different sectors working in many different areas. So let me just take the time to explain in a little bit more. I know I've mentioned it in the morning session, but just to explain a little bit more about what we're trying to achieve. So we have a new guidance on mental health policy and strategic action plans for the mental health sector, for the health sector coming out. And I think, you know, what is new about this guidance? Well, what is the same? It's dealing with some of the traditional issues that we've been dealing with for some time. So all the mental health service and system related issues is there. But it's addressing these issues from a very strong human rights basis. And it's also addressing all these you know, services, human resources, assessment, interventions and supports. It's also addressing, so it's got a strong human rights focus, but also it's trying to make sure that in these different areas that mental health systems have to grapple with, that they are addressing the social and structural determinants of mental health. So if someone walks into a service, you know, the service needs to be able to understand, you know, where this person is in their life. Are they experiencing discrimination? Do they have a house to live in? Do they have adequate income? Do they have a means to access justice? So it's a completely different orientation. So basically, guidance, human rights focus, integrated throughout service and system, mental health service and system issues, but also looking at stigma, discrimination, poverty, education, job insecurity, houselessness, and so on. So we're super excited about that because it's going to be a great support for countries when they want to do human rights and mental health and they want to address the social and structural. Let me just also, sorry, you give me time and then I'll definitely take it. But the other aspect, which is less well developed in our global mental health arena, or is around the role of the different government sectors. And so basically, we will have very clear, concrete guidance for sectors such as culture, arts and sports, what they can do for defense and veterans, education, environment, interior sector, employment, social protection, urban and rural development. And, you know, again, some of the issues that have already come up in today's discussions will be highlighted, like reforms to the role of law enforcement and emergency responders in mental health crisis. That's key to the interior sector. The well-being of the police force, fire services, and other first responders. Protecting and promoting the mental health of migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees. Developing multi-sectoral preparedness and response plans for mental health and psychosocial support in humanitarian crisis and disasters. So this is just the interior sector. We have very concrete recommendations and approaches for all of the other sectors as well. And these are untouched areas in terms of the work that has really gone into thinking through the issues and addressing them. Thanks.